drone strikes around the world, and demanding accountability. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. A recently released report by a special reporter on human rights calls upon the United States and other responsible governments to publicly investigate civilian deaths at the hands of unmanned aerial vehicles, also known as drones. The latest report by Ben Emerson examined 30 individual cases in which civilian harm, defined as death, injury, or instances where civilians were put at immediate risk, took place. The cases stem from reports in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia, and Gaza. Emerson's report focuses on legal issues surrounding the United States and allies and their decision to bomb sovereign nations in pursuit of terrorists. Specifically, the special reporter questions the legality of a state encroaching on territory of another country with the intent to kill a person. So what can be done? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. A United Nations special report on drone strikes is calling for states involved in at least 30 strikes to publicly investigate and explain them. The special reporter also recommends that the states whose territories were under attack to provide as much information as possible. Ben Emerson's final recommendation is for the Human Rights Council to establish a panel of experts to examine the legal issues raised by drones and targeted killings. The report states that the governments who initiated the attacks are now legally obligated to explain the deaths. And that may be the biggest issue of all here. The fact that not only are sovereign nations being bombed into an oblivion, but the United States feels no reason to explain what they are doing. What is most disappointing is that it's the United Nations asking for explanation instead of the American people who are being forced to pay for a policy that is nothing less than barbaric. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Welcome back to the show. This is the Caribbean Critic, and I'm joined by Dan Nemo from South Carolina. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. So, let's take it away. Right, we are now being treated to the latest Hollywood production called Mass Murder. And the rating, of course, it's rated FF, False Flag. Tragic for the victims, but it is pushing the real news off the what can we say, the media, like, a new assault ship is now sitting off Libya with 2,000 Marines ready to go in there and assault the people there. We are looking at the new president in Ukraine who threatens to take back the Crimea and is now really going heavy on the eastern and southern Donetsk and other regions of that benighted nation, all at the behest of your Kenyan president, Mr. Barack Hussein Obama. So here we have all these things going on, and we're looking at this new Hollywood production, and very little mention is made that actually the number of people killed with guns is almost matched by the number of people killed with knives. Do we now ban kitchen knives and cooking knives and fishing knives and all these things? Because really, when you consider it, it is not the weapon that is the problem. The real problem is the man or woman behind that weapon. And we see the minimizing of the fact that this chap was on SSRIs. We see that his very rich parents, he must be suffering from the same disease as the guy who over those people.
It's called affluenza, John.
Yes, he must be suffering from serious affluenza. So he needs medical treatment in a secure institution, which, by the way, the Californians dismantled, just as they did in Britain. And it's called, in Britain, it's called care in the community. Well, I'm sure the victims of these mentally disturbed people wouldn't call it care in the community. What do you say, Dan?
Oh, I got a lot of things to say, John. I took the liberty of looking up a few fresh statistics. And speaking of, I'll tell you what, let's do. We have a guy called Payday Monsanto. Wants to make a comment. Why don't we let him in before I get off on this rant?
Okay, Payday, are you there?
How are you, sir?
We're doing good. How are you?
You sound like you're from the land of my future wife. I love it. Yes. Now look, I don't want to talk, you know, I do not want to get in hysterics. I just want to say, I just want to ask Mr. Tuscan one thing if he's listening, and then talk to you if it's possible. Now, do you recognize organized Jewry?
Yes, well, now, we do.
Wait a minute. We've had this discussion before, Don, and before we get too far afield from our stated objectives tonight, I got to ask you, who is a Jew? Before we can have that discussion.
Well, I'm just going by the nomenclature, sir. Who calls themselves a Jew?
Well,
okay? Do you recognize the banking control, the media control, the Hollywood control, the immigration control, these people who call themselves Jews?
It's hard to not recognize that when you consider that there have been dozens of articles in Haaretz and J-Posts in which various writers brag about the control that they have over Hollywood and the banks. So that's a no-brainer. Okay.
So, okay, we definitely agree on that. Wonderful.
But
do you recognize the power that they can that they have over us in that sense?
Well, once again, I recognize there is a group of Zionists, most of whom are Jewish,
who have a
very frightening level of control over world events and our daily lives, yes. But I'm not prepared to jump off the deep end here and say everybody who claims to be a Jew is associated with these Talmudic nutcases, because many of them actively denounce the whole, you know, Zionist regimen. The whole Zionist philosophy is considered to be blasphemy by thousands of American Jews. So we have to keep that distinction, and we try to do that by referring to the Zionists as who they are.
Can I have your proper name, sir?
Pardon?
Can I have your proper name, sir?
My name is Dan Nemo.
Imagine, Dan, if a Christian said, "You have not begun to appreciate the real depth of our guilt. We are intruders. We are disturbers. We are subverters. We have taken your natural world, your ideals, your destiny, and played havoc with them." That's Marcus Eli. How about if a Christian was to say, "We Jews, we, the destroyers, will remain the destroyers forever. Nothing you will do will meet our needs or demands. We will forever destroy your world."
I think we've now gone far enough with that particular theme.
Yes. I mean, I know there are people like Rabbi Schneerson and company who have made some fairly outlandish statements, and probably who believe it completely, you know, and there are, in my opinion, they're just, they're over the rainbow. But there are, believe me, because I know these folks, there are many who will not buy that pronouncement, and we can't afford to alienate them, because we may need them in the revolution. As a matter of fact, we will need everybody in this revolution that's coming up. So let's not go scaring off people that we may have to depend on in the future. That's my take on it, okay?
We are being manipulated, propagandized from all directions. We know that the Zionist agenda is world hegemony, but you know it's
part of their game, John. It's they want to create division, you know, at every level and at any cost.
Of course the great blow was dealt to this New World Order, this hegemony by the European elections, and maybe this will spread to others, we don't know, but it was a great shock.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblatt, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send
Welcome back to the Bob Tuskin Show. Let's continue with our previous discussion, Danny. The European elections.
Now, what we've seen. I don't know how many people here had time to follow that, what with all the ranting and raving going on about frustrated mass murderers, but why don't you start with a recap, exactly what transpired in Europe?
Well, what transpired in Europe is a political earthquake. The central bankers are in a quandary. The new president, Mr. Scholz from Germany, is now reconsidering his position because of all the opposition he's going to face in the parliament. Nearly every one of the major EU members has returned huge numbers of Eurosceptics who want nothing to do with this federal Europe.
So Scholz is the new EU president.
Well, he was supposed to be, but apparently he's now fighting shy. He may not accept the presidency.
Oh, really? I did not know that. I did not know that was an option.
Yeah, so this has put a block, and we got to follow. But I don't suppose the American press, with all these other things going on, the frustrated male in California, are the people aware of what's happening with the people across the pond? So yeah, we're looking at a major change, this political awakening that Zbigniew Brzezinski predicted in a speech several years ago. Anyway, let's move on, Danny.
Yes,
you wanted to go to Ukraine and Mr. Putin.
Well, it's all tied together here, you see, John. Even this, again, not to keep kicking this ball, but the mass murders, as we all know, are a major distraction from the very real events in the Ukraine right now. As we all know, Mr. Putin, a couple months ago during the Crimea crisis, made a statement. He made several. One of them was that the forces opposed to Crimean independence could go so far and no further, he said. And, of course, shortly after that, his military units did roll into Crimea. But it was, you know, that was pretty much a non-event. Now, he also said, though, that he would take whatever steps necessary to protect the lives and property of ethnic Russians in the eastern Ukraine. Now, everybody heard him say that. So what are these silly buggers doing? They're going into Donetsk and Luhansk, and they're killing civilians. They're basically waving, you know, the red flag in front of the bull. They're saying, okay, Mr. Putin, we want you to invade so we can prove what a dastardly dictator you really are. So here's Putin now. It's another one of his famous gambits. Is he going to lose a piece so that he can take the queen? Is he going to suffer the criticism, which is bound to come as the death toll rises in Donetsk and in Luhansk? Is in that and there's one more city now where they're having armed conflict, all in the Donbass regions, what they call the Donbass region of Ukraine. Is he going to take the insult when people start saying, but Mr. Putin, you promised to protect us? Or is he going to take the bait and move in as he has done before, as he did in Crimea, as he did in Ossetia, in Georgia, and as he almost did in Syria, as you will recall, a few months ago, all these Russian ships began to appear off the coast of Syria, with good results, I might add. But, I mean, here he is again now. So America needs to be paying attention to that. You mentioned earlier in the show that we had now sent a boat full of Marines to Libya. I mean, what in the world? You know, what do we think we're doing? It is a touchy situation. America needs to know about that. We really don't need to be watching reruns of this, this so-called mass murderer.
Well, this assault ship is a typical landing craft assault ship with helicopter gunships and marines and landing craft on board. It is an assault ship, and it's sitting off the coast of Libya because the American puppet regime cannot control the nations. In fact, there is now a popular ex-general who was a member of the Gaddafi government who now appears to have quite huge support from many segments of the Libyan people. So we could see a problem there, but how is the Kenyan in the White House going to sell another war in Libya to the American people? You know, there's a potential war in Ukraine, another one in Syria, one in Libya, and now we hear today that he's announced that, no, we're not really going to withdraw all the troops from Afghanistan. We're going to leave 10,000 there.
Yeah. You see, we're going to have to get into that in a little, because it gets kind of complicated, even though it's really very simple. And if somebody wants a war really bad, you think we got time to squeeze Art Underground in before we have to go to a break?
Absolutely, yes. Are you there, Art?
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
Good evening, Art. How are you doing?
Oh, not too bad. You know, talk about the whole Ukraine thing. I find it rather interesting. I mean, we can follow this all the way back throughout history, you know, going back to like 1952 with the Operation Ajax, where CIA helped to overthrow the lawfully elected government of Iran, putting in their own little puppet regime. And they've been doing this for decades upon decades upon decades. And now we have these elections in Ukraine that are perfectly lawful. They do express the will of the people. But they're voting against the U.S. propped up, junta or government, whatever you want to call it. But when it's lawful and done in a democratic fashion that expresses the will of the people, how quick is the U.S. government to say, oh, we don't recognize it because it's for whatever reason. But yet when an election is filled with dirty tricks and scumbaggery, then it's okay because it serves their agenda. And,
well, yes,
you know,
of
when
course.
You talk about Russia, now you have the Russian and Chinese working out deals to trade in their own currency, another perfect example of U.S. corruption, you know, because they're trying to get away from the destructive power of the U.S. dollar, you know, you have to kind of wonder, why are they
Bretton
doing this?
Woods
well,
is.
You know, they reneged on the Bretton Woods Agreement, so why shouldn't everybody turn away from the U.S. dollar?
Well, I think that's a foregone conclusion. I think the decisions have been made. But we got to take a break. You want to hold on?
The Bob Justin Show.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. It's tough, all right. It's tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
Yeah, I'll say. Yeah, I'll say. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
The future. The future.
Well, I'll go ahead and bring us back. Don, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show, minus Bob Tuscan. He's taking care of business elsewhere. John, we still have Art on the line here?
Yeah, you would like to answer one of Art's questions. And
Art, are you still there, man?
Yes, I know I went from one topic right into the other, you know, the Ukraine elections to the Chinese-Russia deal there, but I was trying to get as much in as I could before the break.
Well, that's all right. We held you over here, obviously. And the point I want to stress is that it's misleading to focus too sharply on one issue out of this whole cornucopia of confusion. I mean, there are several things going on at once, but you got to ask yourself. You got to ask yourself, what do they want? Now, they've offered.
I think that's pretty easy to figure out. I think a lot of this has to do with you know, they're so desperate to try to keep the U.S. dollar as the reserve currency for the world. And I think a lot of what's going on when we look at Syria, the Ukraine, the upset between over the China-Russia deal, all so many different things all seem to be tied to this desperate effort to keep the U.S. dollar afloat. I think that's really what it is, because they know as long as they can keep these countries attached to the U.S. dollar, that's just more money for them.
A piece of the mafia action is... But I just want to answer one of your statements earlier about the Ukraine election. Yes, it was a lawful election carried out, but for the 36% of those who bothered to vote, it's hardly a a resounding success for the coup d'état government who brought this election forward.
But don't forget to mention now that the EU has already promised 14 billion euros to the Kiev government. Of course, there are some, I was going to say strings attached, or actually some chains attached to it. But, when I asked the question, what are they trying to accomplish? Again, it's a pretty big picture, but one of the big issues, Art, in that whole election was the issue of immigration. Now, a lot of people don't know this, but, for example, one point, the German government announced that 1.3 million more Germans entered the country and or were born by immigrants in the country in the year 2013 alone. This phenomenon is occurring all over Europe.
Right.
And, of course, the first rational question is, well, with the economy being in a sling like it is, who's paying for all this? And, of course, the answer is, well, you don't have to pay for any of it. Just borrow more money. So the cycle continues. But it is true that the Germans are going, just to pick on that one country, are going to be a minority by 2030. I don't recall if it's 2030 or 2050, but they're going to be a minority in their own country. Not only are they going to be a minority, they're going to be broke.
Well, according to what I'm reading in the European press, the EU will not allow Ukraine to become full members of the EU until 2025.
That's right.
So,
But they can still borrow money, John.
They can still, yeah, well, they'll still loan them money to put them into debt slavery.
Yes.
And then, of course, they'll demand military bases and huge tracts of land and huge parts of their natural resources and industry as collateral.
So, I mean, this leads us down the path, just trying to follow the path here, follow the Tao, so to speak. What is the ultimate end of all of this? The end of all of this is the end of the identity of Europe and
the
formation.
I think we're going to see that here in the United States within the next 10 or so years because, you know, with immigration as rampant as it is here in this country, and these constant push in Washington for, as far as I'm concerned, it's amnesty. You can dress it up however they want to dress it up. But when it comes right down to it, amnesty is amnesty. And, you know, if they're successful in this, then I think we're going to see, the American people, true Americans, and I don't mean white, I mean real, honest to goodness, born and bred Americans, will be a minority.
Well, what they're doing is the classic divide and rule.
Well,
so you bring all these different people with different cultures they're into a nation with a modern culture, and it degrades
the whole
system.
I think the key here, John, is that nobody can now, and less so in the future, will be able to afford this rampant immigration. And that means the whole Western world will be beholden to these nebulous international banks. And that creates the new world order they've all been after for so long now. That creates a one gigantic debt slave nation of whatever they're going to call it. I think, I mean, I've heard it said World War III is in progress, and this is the battleground to make everybody a serious debt slave and to go on with this, as you said, the acquisition of land. We saw this happening at the Bundy Ranch recently. Just a hint, just a preview of what it's like. But this is the ultimate goal. It is to destroy the nations as they exist today. It is an economic war. And I think that that is the reality that we're all going to have to address and deal with. And at this point, well, any comments on what I've just said before I keep rambling?
Well, I think this BRICS initiative seems to be moving ahead quite quickly, particularly between the Southeast Asian nations, the Southeast Asian organization. And what appears to be happening now, boys and girls, is that India and Pakistan are holding serious talks to forge a rapprochement between those two nations who have been historically fighting each other ever since the separation in 1948.
Actually, they were pointing nukes at each other a couple of years ago, as I recall.
Exactly, Danny. But that seems to be fading away under the influence of this Southeast Asia organization.
So what are you going to end up with? You're going to have the classic scenario. You're going to have this eternal war. We've always been at war with East Asia, as Aldous Huxley said, or as they said, 1984. We'll have a great Eastern Bloc, and we'll have a great Western Bloc, and we'll be at each other's throats. And that is nirvana for these global bankers. That is exactly what they want. The only thing standing, you know, between them and their goal is us.
Mm-hmm.
A great blow was struck, Art, in these latest European elections, where the anti-federalist parties, the nationalist parties, had a huge victory.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned that the only thing that stands between them and their goal is us, because in many ways that is true, but if they're successful in disarming the American people and doing away with the Second Amendment, which we know is definitely high on the list, then even we won't stand in their way. Because
if they're successful
in that, they'll resist the tyranny.
That must not be allowed to happen. And since you mentioned that, I'm going to segue into an Art. I don't know if you've listened to any mainstream TV or radio. I tend to monitor the local radio stations, and I call in and harass them whenever I'm able. But these people have been screaming and crying and just making total fools of themselves about this shooting up there. And I mean, they're getting all emotional. They're like screaming, enough is enough. And when are we going to stop killing our babies? And you know, when are these? Sorry, break time.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at WhatLiesInYourDebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Welcome back to the show, boys and girls. This is the Bob Tuskin Show, being hosted by the Caribbean Critic and Dan Nemo. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. Call in, boys and girls. Enjoy yourselves and put your questions and theories forward to us. We won't call you conspiracy theories. Honestly. Anyway, let's go on, Danny, with this.
Yeah, I was just going to wrap this up with Art here. I don't know what his schedule is, but we really appreciate your call, Art. There are two factors here which Americans need to be aware of. Number one, what is going on in the Ukraine is going on for all the people of the Western world. It's a struggle for self-determination. It's a struggle for testing whether or not the UN charter we've lived by for all these years is going to hold water. It is a struggle for, you know, for the right of people to just to pick, you know, which flag they're going to live under. It is in many ways analogous to the nullification movement in the U.S. and what happens there. What happens in Europe is going to set the stage, or I should say the mood, for what's going to happen here. And this is why the gun movement in America is so crucial to what's happening in the Ukraine. Because if we lose our guns and we fall, what's that going to say? What's that going to say to these other countries that are trying to break these chains of international bankers and all, you know, oligarchs? What's it going to say to them if we capitulate? So we really, you know, whether we like it or not, we are linked in this struggle. We cannot allow this histrionic gun-grabbing madness to win out over what we know is the goal of these people. We have to keep our guns because we it's our only way we're going to keep our freedom. And if the Ukraine falls, these bastards will be encouraged to turn their attention towards us and redouble their efforts. You understand what I'm saying?
I find it rather strange that, you know, there's so much Hollywood production over these killings in California, and yet every day your president sends the drones over Yemen and Afghanistan, and slaughters wedding parties, whole wedding parties, at the push of a button.
Why don't we have 24/7, you know, team coverage when we whack some poor kid in Pakistan, John? What happened to that? You know, why don't we have these news marathons every time that we kill somebody in Afghanistan or the IDF shoots some poor Palestinian kid in the back in Gaza? Where is that? I mean, it's so bogus. It is so bogus. But let me tell you, I've heard these people screaming and crying for 3 days now. And my message to you, you heartbroken liberals out there, if you want to protect your children, there are 100 fatal drug overdoses in this country every single day. All right? There are 10.3 deaths amongst the young people in America, 10.3 per 100,000, but 6.3 per 100,000 are suicides. We have the highest per capita suicide rate on the whole friggin' planet. And if you want to protect your children, and you think you're going to do it by mounting this major anti-gun offensive, you are oh so wrong. It's not going to save them. Locking your medicine cabinet is going to save them. Drug testing them is going to save them. Living on a one income per household so you can watch your kids and see what they're doing is going to save them.
What's going to save a lot of people, Danny, lock the car keys in the safe.
Well, funny you should mention that. Because out of these 10.3 per 100,000 deaths, I already mentioned the suicides, another third of them is due to car crashes. One third die in cars. And they're sitting there screaming that we got to turn in our guns. See, there is no logic. It's all emotional. This is the way the oligarchs work. This is the way this, and I guess I'm preaching to the choir here, but this is the way the PSYOP works. They pound this stuff into our faces, into our ears, day after day after day. But the real problems don't get solved.
As I said right at the beginning, Danny, this is a Hollywood script.
Yes. And let me tell you something else. The only country with a death rate amongst young people similar to ours is Argentina, 10.05 per 100,000. They have one-third the suicide rate. Why is that? It's because our society is sick. That's why. It's because we are a demoralized nation. And that is all part of the psychological war that we now know is World War III. They're going to break us. They're not only going to break us financially, they're going to break us mentally. And if we don't do something, they're going to win.
Well,
that's my rant.
Some ridiculous percentage of the police and military and people.
60% are on psychotropic medication, John.
60%, Danny. That is ridiculous.
Combined military and police. And all of these shooters, including the last one, he was taking resveratrol, antipsychotic drug. But see, all these facts are hidden from the rank and file American because they don't listen to RBN. We need to spread the word out there. We need people to start paying attention to what matters. And if Ukraine, if Eastern Ukraine somehow falls, it's going to bring nothing but continued grief and deeper grief to this country. And if we lose our guns, it's going to weigh very heavily on the morale of those brave souls over there who are trying to get out from under the yoke of.
Well, this is part of the scheme, isn't it? In the Ukraine, it's a multi-pronged effort. And, you know, it's not just the dollar. It's the energy wars as well. I mean, this is a war for energy.
Yeah. Well, that's what they want you to believe. They don't care if Europe freezes this winter or not. They really care about the money they're going to make. That's all that matters. I mean, let's face it. Human life in 2014 is very cheap.
Well, that's the cost of doing business, isn't it, Danny? The loss of human life. It's just the cost of doing business to these bankers.
It's not their cost, it's our cost. But,
yeah.
Art, any comments you'd like to make? Art dropped? Okay. You know, John, all this stuff, sometimes I feel like I'm stuck on a merry-go-round, but let's move on here. Let's move on to... there are a few points of this European election which I'm still not clear on. But I understand now that this anti-immigration thing in Europe has gained the status of racism, intolerance, and they're calling each other Nazis now. Now,
well, you can be sure when something really bad is going to be put into motion, there's always the Nazis and the Holocaust to wave in front of people's faces.
As a matter of fact, we have to take another break. But, folks, if you're listening, give us a call.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
With financial